Good afternoon. It's 4:32. This is All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM. I'm Esther Chalmakili in Alabama News. The chorus of calls is growing for Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore to step aside following additional allegations of sexual misconduct years ago. Near his home base in Etowah County, the former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice still has support among some, but questions from others. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart spoke with people today around the Walmart in Gadsden.
Gadsden area resident Jody Almarode is a born-again Christian. She's heard allegations of sexual misconduct against Roy Moore, but she still supports him in the Senate race with Democrat Doug Jones.
As a follower of Christ, you know, we offer forgiveness. And if we all got down to it, we could all find something in somebody's closet to pull out from a long time ago.
She says even if the claims against Moore are true, it happened decades ago. Besides, Almarode says, it's all part of a larger conspiracy.
As a Christian, when you're in the limelight like that, you're going to be targeted by the enemy. The evil in the world does not want Christians in leadership.
Moore has built his brand on his far-right evangelical beliefs. But last week, the Washington Post reported Moore allegedly pursued relationships with four teenage girls when he was in his 30s. And Monday, a fifth woman came forward alleging that Moore sexually assaulted her when she was in her teens. Ronald Dickey, an independent voter, says the whole ordeal makes Alabama look bad.
I don't like stuff like that because it's deflect on the state.
Dickey says he plans to vote in the December 12th election, but he's still hoping for a good write-in candidate. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.